This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. President Barack Obama's visit to Anchorage came at a price, at least for the Anchorage Police Department. Chief Mark Mew tells KTUU the presidential visit has cost more than $482,000, with final tallies yet to come in. Mew says the final tally should be known next week. An Anchorage group is examining economic options to cope with Army downsizing in the years ahead. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the Base Economic Analysis Review, or BEAR group, held its second meeting yesterday.
City officials are working with a small division from the Department of Defense that routinely helps plan for what to do when changes in the military hit communities where troops are based. Meyer Hutchinson is a spokesman for the mayor and says the BEAR group met with the Office of Economic Adjustment over a grant he is fairly confident Anchorage is going to receive. And that money will go towards
a study or studies to figure out the potential economic impacts of a force reduction at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson.
Hutchinson says that while the administration is still working with its partners to reverse the drawdown decision that'll remove more than 2,600 troops and thousands more of dependents from the Anchorage area by 2017, the city is making sure to cover its bases, examining ways to mitigate negative effects. Currently, there's no timeline for when the OEA report will be available. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
State budget cuts have put a halt to plans for serious work needed to bring the NACNEC school up to code and make it more energy efficient. In April, Bristol Bay Borough residents approved a $14 million bond to make the upgrades. The borough expected the state to reimburse more than half the cost, as it has in the past, but legislators put a hold on such reimbursements retroactive to January 1st of this year. Bristol Bay School District Superintendent Bill Hill says a lot of time and resources had gone into planning the school improvements.
You know, it's not an easy process to go through. We hired a firm to do design and development. The borough spent hundreds of thousands of dollars getting us to a 35% design on the project. We expended a lot of personnel time, not just my own, but the borough manager. We involved our community in the development of the project. So there was a lot of effort in this.
Hill says with fewer than 1,000 taxpayers, the borough alone can't bear the cost of the projects. So he says the district will have to keep looking to the state for funding. The Anchorage School District is in the same bind. Anchorage voters approved a nearly $60 million bond for upgrades at 8 schools. Mayor spokeswoman Meyer Hutchinson says the full cost will be spread across residents' property taxes. As ice retreats from northern waters, several countries are looking at the prospects for commercial fisheries in the central Arctic Ocean. 5 countries border the ocean: Norway, Russia, Canada, the United States, and Greenland, which is represented by Denmark in negotiations. The 5 signed a non-binding agreement in Oslo this summer to abstain from unregulated fishing in that part of the ocean for now. At the State Department's Glacier Conference in Anchorage last week, the department's Deputy Secretary for Oceans and Fisheries, David Balton, shared a cautionary tale. In the mid-1980s, he says, a large pollock fishery opened in international waters in the Bering Sea.
It was conducted by large trawl vessels from Japan, China, South Korea, and Poland. The unregulated nature of that fishery caused alarm in first the Soviet Union, then Russia, and of course the United States. And despite the efforts of those two countries to bring this fishery under control, the pollock fishery collapsed in 1992. No commercial fishery for pollock has existed in this high seas area since. The pollock stock has never recovered.
Jim Stotts of the Inuit Circumpolar Council says Arctic Alaska natives have a vested stake in precautionary management.
We Inuit have a strong interest in maintaining healthy fish stocks in the Arctic waters. We are a coastal people and depend on the Arctic Ocean for fish, seabirds, and marine mammals for continued nutritional and cultural survival.
Balton announced the United States will work to develop an international agreement and to make funding available for scientific research in the high Arctic. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.